there, folks. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elk.
And this is Oh My Word, a podcast where we give our content ratings on media, books, movies, musicals, etc., so that you are a more informed consumer of these types of things.
And we let you know about this kind of stuff. Well, not let you know. We have a grading system, a pearl-clutching rating system. That's what I meant to say. For violence, language, and romance, that's on a 0 to 4 scale. 0 being like the best, and 4 being the not best. 4 being terrible, actually. And all these things will tell you, like, what is the violence level at? What is the language level at? What is the romance / nudity level at? And then you could know. You could know, is this really appropriate for what I want or not?
Exactly. Because media is so saturated with violence and sex and nudity and foul language. Sometimes to the extent that, like, they don't even tell a good story, right? Like, people always talk about superhero movies that are just explosions because there's not really a story there. But that happens in books, too. There's just so much romance or sex or things happening that there's, like, where's the story?
Also, because if it's gratuitous, that's not... A lot of us just don't want it. So now you'll know. Now you know.
Exactly. Now you'll know. Like, we're about to know. The numbers are running and my charts are going, but we will have the answer to the age-old question. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? We have our best people working on it, and we are very close to an answer, and I am actually preparing my statement so that I can share this exciting discovery with the world. This has been literally minutes in the making. I mean, this has been a long, long process.
She's also been designing this podium for like 3 weeks now, but now I finally understand what it's for. She wasn't telling me. I thought, oh, what is this podium? What kind of presentation or awards is she going to give herself? But now I realize what it's about.
Well, I didn't want to get your hopes and excitement up about this groundbreaking discovery until I had some more information and the proper place from which to deliver it. Because if I had all my research and then I gave you a sheet of lined paper and just had you read it, it wouldn't really have the right gravitas for something that people have been asking for years.
Right. And the other question people have been asking for years is, do sea monsters exist? That is a terrible segue, but I'm using it.
Wow, that was like a me segue.
That was a forced segue, but I didn't want to keep going on about the woodchuck chuck. Oh, is the woodchuck's name
still
Chuck?
In the background.
It's still but has anybody asked that question?
More, you know what? We're gonna have to do another, and that will be the control group. Woodchuck's name Chuck, and woodchuck's name not Chuck.
And if a woodchuck is named Chuck, does he chuck more wood than a woodchuck who's not named Chuck?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna have to run those numbers.
Yeah, so
later. Later, after we finish talking today.
It's almost like when someone's trying to look out into the great world and see the vastness of it. For example, a boy who would look at the stars or something. Is that a better segue? For?
Maybe?
Drumroll, Luca! Luca, the new animated film out by Disney Pixar. Pixar, Disney? Who do we put first? Because who's really more important in the Disney-Pixar relationship? Depends on the film, I guess.
Ooh, that's true.
And?
Well, alphabetically, Disney-Pixar.
I know, and Disney just owns everything, but
yeah,
certain films that really excel are really because they're Pixar and not because they're Disney. Let's just be honest about that.
Sure. 100%.
So, Luca's the new animated film that's out. I think it's streaming. I actually didn't see it. Emily saw it, but I looked it up, so which is why Emily's going to do most of the talk on this one. But I will tell you that it's about a fish creature, sea monster creature, who wants to go on land, right? And when you go on land, you become human. But his parents are all like, we can never go on land. And all the humans are like, hunt down the sea monsters. But he meets, what's his name, Alberto? Who was like, oh, I'm a sea monster and I've been living on land all the time. Come and live on land with me. And they go on land and they decide they're going to get a Vespa and they're going to like live life by having a Vespa, which a lot of us never knew that a Vespa was the secret of life. But apparently it is. This is the first thing Luca has taught us. They make a friend. I think her name's Julia. It's spelled with a G. So I'm like, is it still pronounced Julia? That's just the...
It's still Julia.
So they make a friend, Julia. And So Julia. So Julia decides that she's going to win, like, their version, like, of a triathlete. But it's like, what is it? It's like eating pasta, swimming, and the third one is cycling?
And biking.
Biking.
Yeah.
So pasta is the third one there. And they all team up together, and they win the contest. And along the way, it's about, like, you know, friendship and self-acceptance and all that kind of stuff. Oh, and our pearl clutching ratings are violence is a 1, language is a 0, as well it should be, and romance is a 0, as well it should be, despite the fact that some people are trying to pretend like there's more romance than there is. We're not going to go into it, but romance is a 0.
Yes. And the only reason violence is a 1 is because a lot of the fishermen talk about killing sea monsters, and they catch Alberto at one point when he turns back into a sea monster, and it's a little bit scary. But it's violence in the same way that a lot of Disney movies have a little bit that's scary and a little bit that's violent. It's not like there's no blood or gore or too much violence happening. It's just people are fighting a little bit. It was cute. It was a very different style of animation than we've gotten used to with Pixar, because they, like we talked about Soul recently, which was so realistic, despite the fact that they go into this, you know, heaven, essentially. But when it's in New York, you know, it's so real. But these characters have really, like, big eyes and this red nose and cheeks thing, which apparently people on TikTok or on Instagram are trying to replicate on themselves, which is a cute look for an animated thing, and maybe a cute look if you're under 10 and not cute if you're older. But it is a different animation style. I mean, the city in Italy, this little, like, seaside town where they end up, still has a lot of the realism of Pixar animation, but there's an interesting use of size and shapes for a thing and a different perspective. So it was visually pleasing, as Pixar movies always are. The story itself was fine. It wasn't as heartstring tugging or as thoughtful as many Pixar movies have been. It was pretty simple, you know, friends who, it, I mean, really the most of the story is about the boys and their friend Julia trying to win this triathlon. The whole thing about, you know, accepting who you are and being accepted by other people is there, but they are obsessed with Vespas, which is cute, and the boys are probably supposed to be 8, 9, or 10, somewhere in that range, so it sort of makes sense. You know, they're obsessed with, like, this Vespa, and also they live most of their lives as fish, so they're really excited by the human world. So it's all cute. It just wasn't revelatory, which maybe isn't fair to Pixar, because we've come to expect really great things from them, and so sometimes when they don't deliver, it's even more of a blow. But it was cute, you know, for an hour and a half. It delivers what you expect from a Disney Pixar movie, which is some, you know, fun and adorableness. And there is the whole, I know you said we won't go into the romance thing, but I just want to touch on it a little bit. The thing with the romance that Elt was referring to is that some people are saying that the boys are gay, and then some people are saying, no, the boys aren't gay, they're just friends. There's no indication that they're gay. They're 9. They don't do anything romantic. They also don't do anything romantic with the girl, because they're 9. Like, it's not about a romance. It's about these sea monster humans trying to figure out how they can live as sea monsters and also as humans, and how the humans can accept them and not be so afraid of them, and realizing they're not really monsters. They're just creatures that live in the sea.
Yeah. It's like, let the kids have their friendship story. Because you do see, especially middle grade is now becoming much more, because middle grade could also be 6th and 7th graders. So you have a lot of first crushes. So there are a lot of books that do focus, that have a lot of romance in them. But middle grade is also just, it's like Malamander. And even there, they're 12. But they're just having their adventure. Like, just let them, like, let them just be kids. It's almost like that's what you want to say. Like, they're 9. Let them just be kids. Even whatever's so important for you, like, personally, fine. You know, as the viewer, fine, it's important to you. But let the kids just be kids.
I think it's so important that kids see, you know, as much as we talk about things being represented on screen and whatever, I think equally as important as seeing different people or whatever, it's important for kids to see what healthy friendships look like.
Yes.
You need models of good relationships, and good, healthy friendships are one of the relationships that kids need to see. What does it look like? Like in this story, more so than the romance, what gets called into question between the friends is loyalty and sticking up for your friend even when the bullies are making fun of them. Like, do you join with the bullies and turn on your friend, or do you stick up for your friend even though it's hard and you might also get bullied? And that is way more important for kids to see, the idea of sticking up for your friends even when it's hard, and not to give in to peer pressure, and what does it look like to be a true loyal friend. That's such an important relationship for kids to see, and to minimize that by assuming that anytime two males are close enough to each other that they're gay, as opposed to having a really strong friendship, is going to make boys think that the only time they can be close to another male friend is if they're gay, and then they're not going to have male friends, and that is really damaging to how they view the world, and that's not good. It's not good. So maybe they're gay. Fine. If you want to see that, I mean, people see all different things, you know, like English teachers will tell you a book means a certain thing, but the truth is when you read a book, you will read into it different things, or any piece of art, right? You will see things into it, and you are allowed to see things into it. You are allowed to interpret it, but you also can't say this is what it is, or you can't say what it isn't to other people. If you want to see that they're gay and that helps you, fine. But also, if other people want to see that it's just two friends and establishing what a good friendship is, that's definitely there. And I would say that's more there again, because they don't do anything gay.
Yeah. It also takes away from the fact that you're just trying to watch a film, and like, stop trying to lay everything, like everything that's going on now, stop trying to bring it into everything. Like, let the enjoyment of the film happen, and just look at what's exactly there. It gets exhausting at a certain point, because that means that there's no point, that your mind is not obsessing over the issues of today. And it doesn't make them any less relevant. It just means that sometimes you just have to let the kids be kids, let the story of friendship and Vespas and sea monsters occur. Like, we already know it's not our world. They're sea monsters, okay? Well, actually, who knows? Maybe some people believe in sea monsters. We apologize to the Scottish if they just got offended by that.
That's true. Yeah.
You might have to include that when you get up to have your woodchucking announcement at the podium. You might want to just give a shout out to the Scottish so they don't feel like we've disrespected them.
Yeah, no. We love the Scottish. They're just, you know, and maybe they've been right this whole time about sea monsters. We don't know.
You know what? That's going to be the next set of charts you'll have to put up. Were they right? Is Nessie a thing?
Is Nessie a thing? Okay, so how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if the woodchuck were named Chuck? And then,
if Nessie is real, is that her real name?
We have a lot. Oh, okay. We have a lot to work on, so we're going to get to that. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh My Word podcast is brought to you by the Pearl Clutching Basement Dwellers at Oh My Word. Follow us on Instagram for updates at Oh My Word Podcast, or like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. For full episode notes and detail, visit eltenenbaum.com. Music is by Tim Burke. See you next time.